KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are already open, 884-9910, 10 to noon every single weekday here on my favorite talk station, because we are live and local. The Monica J Show is your show. That's right, whatever you want to talk about. Also proudly being heard now on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. I had the show all planned out for this amazing Thursday. It's gorgeous outside. All those lightning strikes that we had last night, everything that was going on, and I thought for sure there'd be more fires than we saw yesterday, because it was just nasty, especially out east of Carson City. But there were so many things that I wanted to talk about, and then I just had to kind of push them back just a bit as I rant this morning about my drive into work. I have never been so angry screaming at people. And I know I have to check myself, but seriously, people. The lights are out at South Virginia and Arrow Creek. The lights are out at Arrow Creek and Zalesi. I pull up to my side off of Zalesi. I see, oh, the lights are out. Actually, I notice it as I'm getting closer. The lights are out. There's no colors. So I stop at the line. I see people are already going through. It's like, that's funny. They didn't stop. I'm like, okay, well, there's two more people coming. They didn't stop. As I'm sitting there thinking, okay, well, these people are far enough back, three cars coming from Arrow Creek or that vicinity, coming down Arrow Creek. I'm not going to say coming from the neighborhood. I start to pull out. They don't stop. They don't even slow down. That's not the best of it, as I almost get creamed coming to work today. As I hit the light at South Virginia and Arrow Creek. Oh, people must be starting to pay attention now because it's backed up. Okay, let's do this. You stop and you go around. And who's the next car to go? The person to the right of you. It's in your manual. It's how we stay civilized. I don't know how there wasn't an accident. People they see an opening where somebody has paused and they just gun it right through. I'm like, you didn't let those people go. And as I'm getting closer and closer, people are just gunning it through. It's like the rules of the road is just, you know, it turns into the rules of the road, you know. I was so angry coming to work. And then it was just so nice to get to the next stoplight and see that they were actually working. Ah, finally, control and order again. Then I get to the next stoplight to turn onto the freeway. It's green. We're all turning left to go on. But that guy on the other side who's heading west, who wants to get on the freeway, just can't wait for people who have the right of way. So he guns it and turns right onto the freeway, cutting me off again. I need to go out and check my car to see if somebody didn't paint targets on it in the middle of the night. Then as I'm cruising along the freeway, I'm going with traffic. Okay, maybe I'm going a little bit faster than traffic. But so is everybody else. So we're all going along. I got my blinker on. I'm trying to merge right to get onto the Plum exit. Again, somebody who just cannot wait for those who have the right of way come screaming up from behind me and go across the double white line, solid white line, as you know, the merge thing's coming up, and just shoots right over to the far right lane. And then just guns it. Obviously got to the light and turned right. It's probably late for a flight or something. But that doesn't matter. There's two lanes there to be able to merge over to get onto the Plum exit. And he just shot across all of them and whipped past everybody that had their turn signals on. This goes back to when Jeff was here from Driver's Edge. You know, kids learn from their parents, and adults are terrible instructors just letting their kids watch. And every single person that cut me off today, so three cutoffs, seven people just wanting to ram the side of my car because they don't even register the fact that there is no light in front of them. No light in front of you doesn't mean that you just get to barrel through. No light in front of you means you have to stop at the line. Nobody did. So I'm just sitting there trying to protect myself. Unbelievable drive-in. You know, I look at this and I see what society is going through right now. Everybody's angry at something. I was angry yesterday. I was spitting mad driving down to Carson City, going to go talk at the Carson Range Task Force meeting. Support the public so we can actually go use it. Interesting. Four lanes you have there at different times. Five lanes from the Damani Ranch Arrow Creek turnoff. There was a couple, no license plates, just in there. Cute little Subaru, in the fast lane, going 65. Oh, this is interesting. So I'm over in the, you know, putt-putt lane, and I'm going faster than everybody else, so I go ahead. You're building up to 70 miles an hour, and people behind you are already going 70 miles an hour. What are you doing in the fast lane where you have signs all along the road that says slower traffic, keep right? It's commonly referred to as the passing lane. There are three cars backed up behind this person as I'm watching. And I continued to watch after I passed, and I looked at the driver, and, you know, they young, actually. They look like they are in their, you know, late 20s, early 30s. I don't look at them long enough to see if they're laughing or anything like that, but I pull ahead, and I get in the lane that I want to be in. And I keep an eye on them in my rearview mirror as traffic is now well into 70 and beyond, because those traffic laws are designed to make money. They're not necessarily designed for safety. It's an income generator. Which I get it. Some people don't, you know their vehicles. They don't, you know, feel comfortable going that fast. If you look at the people on the road and the speed that they're driving, NHP could be writing tickets all day down or all day long down there for people going over 70. Thank God they don't, or I'd be racking them up. So I watched this going on in my rearview mirror. Obviously, they sped up to 70, but still, these same three cars are behind them in the fast lane. And by the time that I got to the end of Washoe Valley, because it's a straightaway, you can see pretty much back there, two of the same vehicles were still behind this person. And they were close. I don't know if they were trying to make a point by tailgating this person that's putting along in the fast lane. But it's just dangerous. Not only the person who is trying to control the speed limit manually by driving exactly at the speed limit, but they're creating anger and impatience in the people behind them who maybe I don't say want to go, you know, blasting through at 80 miles an hour. Maybe they just want to go 73 just to get past this person. But now all these other cars have to go to the right and pass this idiot. It's a frustrating world out there. Please check yourself. That's all you can do. I have to take a breath and check myself. It's like, okay, you're getting angry at this idiot. Do what you need to do. Use your turn signal, get around, and just get around this guy. Don't let him be the focus of your day. Turn your music on, turn your favorite song on, get past the idiot and go. Maybe that's another t-shirt. Get past this idiot and just go. But there's my rant, getting it out of my system. I at least get to talk to you and vent it out. Find somebody that you can vent it out to. Vent it out to me if you want it, 884-9910. But get it out of your system. Because when we see all of this anger bottled up, that's when we see attacks happen. That's when we see people legitimately getting hurt, innocent people getting hurt. Just a thought. Monica at 991fmtalk.com, 884-9910. You always know how to get a hold of me or let your opinion fly. It's KKFT, being heard in Urington and Smith Valley on 92.3 FM and always on 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk, your live and local FM talk show and station here in Northern Nevada. You gotta love it. FM. Sounds so good, going so far. And thank you to all of the people in Smith and Mason Valley for tuning in on 92.3 FM. It's great to have you along for the ride. So before I get into any more of my ranting and raving, I do want to let you know that there is a reason that those lights are out at South Virginia and Arrow Creek, at least the ones that I saw in South Virginia and Arrow Creek and Zalesi. And that is 3,700 customers are without electricity this morning. It's weird how the grid line lies, because if you go further up Zalesi, there's no issue. So, just saying. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Mike this morning. Hi, Mike. What would you like to talk about?
Hi, Monica. Oh, I just want to hit on the traffic thing real quick and then one other little item.
Okay.
I came out of California 40 years ago from L.A., and I watched the traffic grow down there. I came up here. It was great. But what we're suffering from right now is an infusion of Californians. I was down in Modesto at Standiford and another main intersection down there. And I was sitting right in the front on a red light. And as soon as the red light went green for me, five additional cars went through that intersection. It was McHenry and Standiford. And I watched that happen in L.A. earlier than that. And this was about 2 years ago. And it's just a me first attitude. Mm-hmm. I got to go. You don't count. Lack of courtesy.
Yeah.
Just no.
I totally encourage not. I totally encourage people that when you're sitting in a light and you're waiting for it to turn green, do not just step on the gas and go when it turns green. Because I can guarantee you there are people on the other side who are gunning it to go through that last second of yellow on the red.
Yeah. Yep.
And actually, Mike, you know what is funny is you and I came out of L.A. at exactly the same time 40 years ago.
Is that right?
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. So great minds think alike.
They wanted to bust my kids, and I wasn't going to buy that.
So what else did you have, Mike? Because I got Gary waiting on the line.
Oh, okay, real quickly. A while back, the FBI instituted, if you see it happening, call in, you know.
See something, say something.
Yeah, see something, say something. That's the one. It failed miserably because they didn't do anything. They didn't follow up. The Orlando shooting in the party thing.
The gay nightclub.
The
gay nightclub where all those people were murdered, and then they blamed Obama for it. Oh no, wait, they didn't blame Obama. Never mind.
No, they wouldn't do that.
No.
They knew that well ahead of time in an FBI office in Louisiana.
Yeah.
And a school shooting. They had been out to that guy's house several times because people are complaining that this guy's dangerous. And they never
in Sandy
up.
Hook,
and
yeah.
You just heard that going on. And they knew the Dayton shooting lately, here the other day. They knew that guy was dangerous because he had a hit list. And he had a rip list.
Yeah. Yeah, he got expelled from high school from it. Why would you think that just because you are expelled from school that, I'm going to give these up. I'm not going to worry about this anymore.
That's a problem right now. Why? And also, this other one, El Paso, the kid's mother, went to law enforcement, and they did nothing.
Yeah.
We have to start. I was a gun dealer for 27 years, and they can go to NICS and put these guys' names in, see if they recently bought any firearms. They wouldn't be able to tell what they bought, but they could go back to the dealer that sold the gun and go to their acquisitions logs and by tracking.
Well, I mean, and something should be popping up somewhere if they're getting a background check done, that this stuff has to be connected. We have the tools with technology, but nobody is putting it to use. You know, we don't want to violate anybody's rights or anything. And what about my rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness?
Yeah, right on. You know, the FBI, I don't know whether they get narcissistic about it or what, but they don't want to share information with local PDs. The school shooting in South Florida, same thing. They knew, and they didn't respond. They didn't go check it out or do anything.
Yeah, even even when he's standing outside of the school. But yeah, Mike, I gotta take a break here, and you are so right on. And the CIA, you know, our government agencies won't talk to each other. The CIA won't share information with the FBI. The FBI won't share any information with what they call locals, you know, like just because you work in the PD or the sheriff's department, you're a yokel or something.
Yeah.
And they are doing us a disservice.
Somebody else.
Exactly. Exactly. Mike, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it. And Gary, I hope you stay on the line. I appreciate you calling in this morning. We'll be back after this Fox News break on KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Oh, yeah. 99.1 FM Talk. That's driving music. Yeah, back when I was in high school, I was driving music. 884-9910, if you would like to be on 99.1 FM Talk today, the Monica J Show, your show. Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Always, always open for you. Gary, I love you. Thank you so much for staying on the line through all of that. Gary from Sparks has something to say. What would you like to talk about, sir?
What I'd like to talk so many times yesterday or whatever, it's my thought, and I've told some of these drivers that I've approached after almost having a wreck or so forth with their impatience, that they just didn't leave home early enough. You know what I'm saying? They didn't plan their trip. You do that. You know when you have to leave home and when you have to get to a meeting, say in Carson City at a certain time. You don't leave 15 minutes before that and try to make up 15 minutes getting there, do you?
Exactly. Exactly. And even at that, you know you have a certain time. You think it's going to take 20 minutes. Well, guess what? Things happen. Lights go out. Accidents happen. Put another 10 minutes on top of that. What if you're early? Sit in your car and listen to music.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. And another thing, you're talking about these people riding the five-lane highway going to Carson. When they're on the road, they need to realize that, you know, there's a certain amount of reaction time that you have. And if you're driving on that kind of a road and you can't see the highway in front of your car and between you and the other car, you're driving too close. If you can't see the road, you're driving too damn close. And you need to change lanes or slow down or pass this person, whatever you need to do, but you're just driving too close.
And use your turn signals. You know, if all of a sudden you want to get away from somebody who's like trying to alter traffic and drive as slow as they can in the fast lane, use your turn lanes, because those people behind you, you don't know how fast they're going. You don't know how, you know, they're going to react. And that's what they're there for, to give people notice.
Well, you might, the guy behind you in that situation might decide to pass both of you. And so when you turn out, you're in trouble.
Yeah. Yep. So, yep. I've seen that and have that happen to me many a times. I have a little bit more patience, and we're, you know, are hoping this person will get out of the way and do the right thing. But eventually.
Here's another thing that I'm really upset about, is that spaghetti bowl is a rat race, and they need to lower that speed limit to about 55 miles an hour, about a half a mile or a mile before you get to the spaghetti bowl, so people are not trying to drive 70 miles an hour and drive in front of you and get across three lanes of traffic to get off to go to Susanville. Don't you agree?
And they do. Yes, they do. And they wait until the absolute last second to get over because they want to try and go as far. And Gary, you know what really gets me? Is if you talk to people who are doing this and just, you know, me, I got to get there. It's my road, blah, blah, blah. Those people don't necessarily have to be someplace at a certain time. That's just the way people are driving nowadays. It's just, it's about them. It's about their impatience. It's about, you know, they want, you know, everybody else is stupid out on the road, and they just want to get to where they're going.
It's almost like a bullying syndrome, isn't it?
It is. People don't even know how to merge here. No. It's, you know, I'm sorry, you got two lanes of traffic. You go one car on the left, one car on the right, one car on the left, one car on the right. And people just keep pushing the gap so nobody else can get in. It's sad. And it's very frustrating.
Well, we've solved all those problems.
Yes, we did. Now if only anybody actually listened to us, Gary, and actually did something.
All right.
Thanks for the call, Gary. Have a great day. Let's go back to the phone lines at 884-9910. Do want to let you know, though, in the 11 o'clock hour, I got a special guest. Adam Laxalt's coming in studio. We're going to talk about the Basque Fry. And speaking of special guests, I guess Lee Elliott scored a really special guest for tonight's AMAC meeting. That's the Association of Mature American Citizens. It's the conservative counterpart to AARP. But I'll let Lee tell you about the special guest. Hi, Lee.
How are you doing? And I apologize for yesterday. I tell you what, it was hectic. I was on more phone calls than I've ever been in my life. And
well, you know, hey, we had a jam-packed show, so don't worry about it. I mentioned it, and we're mentioning it now.
Yeah, it's going to be a great meeting tonight. And I would urge people that are going to attend, even though the doors open at 5 o'clock, I would get there early to sign up. My wife and another lady are going to be sitting outside at a table like we did last time that you were there. And we've simplified the form. One of the things I need to urge the AMAC members, just because you're an AMAC member doesn't mean you are part of the AMAC Action Chapter. There's a different site, which I will be listing tonight on a big whiteboard that I bought, that they go in and sign up to be part of the AMAC Action Chapter. And the more people that sign up for the Action Chapter, the bigger voice we have in D.C. and in our own communities. And so I urge that to take place, and I will be talking about that tonight. But mostly it's all about Mark Amende, and he's going to come and speak. There's a, if we had 3 hours, I think we could fill that 3 hours up with things that we need to talk about. And
yeah, you try getting 3 hours out of Mark Amende.
Well, I do have horse darts, and wild animal darts. Maybe I'm only kidding, but you're right. I mean, to get any congressman to sit in for 3 hours is like pulling teeth. And I respect the man, and I understand everybody wants a minute of his time. But I think it's time for us seniors to have a voice, not only in D.C., but here in Carson City. And
well, let me correct you on that, Lee, because seniors do have a voice in D.C., because AARP is huge. We need seniors to have a conservative voice, and that's what AMAC is all about. And you get the discounts, you get the life insurance and the health insurance and the auto insurance discounts and the hotel discounts. So, check it out. AMAC.us.
Yeah, you bet. And listen, the meeting tonight is at 5:30 to 6:30. And that's when we schedule. I called his office in Reno, and they say, yes, he is scheduled. He's on the calendar. He will be there. And but I also know politicians just like you do. And but I'm going to be setting it up early, getting all the chairs all lined up, getting ready to rock and roll. So I urge people to show up, and I'm going to hold a very tight meeting, Monica. I'm going to really do that, because there's going to be a lot of questions. And so I hope people understand if I come across a little hard, and I don't want a whole bunch of biography on how they feel about a certain thing, but just ask the question and find out where Mark is going with the information that he's going to be talking about. And that includes.
Yeah, he's done a good job for. He's done a good job for Nevada, and he will continue that. What else are you going to talk about besides gun control?
We're going to talk about the wall. And one of the big things that everybody's talked to me about is the illegal voting that has gone on in our state, like what's happened in Las Vegas. And that's a big deal right now. And so, like you said.
Yeah, and nothing seems to be happening about it.
Nothing, Monica, nothing. And you know, it's like they don't even give a rat's at all about how people feel about it. It's like we can slap them in the face all we want, and they still just keep on keeping on. And it's going to be talked
about. We need voter ID, and Mark needs to be out there leading the charge on it, especially for Nevada.
Yep. Oh, you bet. And how many did they say they found illegal votes in Las Vegas, Monica? I can't remember. It was a huge amount. And to me, that's just wrong. It's just wrong. I agree. Voter ID. I liked your idea. I'll stick my index finger in a die that will last 2-3 weeks. I don't care. And
hey, I'm proud to vote. So bring it on.
Bring it on. But anyway, tonight at 5:30, be there early, and we're going to make it happen and be a great great meeting tonight. And I know you're going to be having a great meeting also. And you say hi to the Patriots up there. And I know there's quite a few people coming down from Sparks to this meeting today. And
hey, you're taking away from me because I'm going to be meeting with the American Patriots of Sparks at the Sparks Library tonight. So,
yeah.
Darn it, Lee, scheduling this better. But the AMAC Action Chapter meeting is tonight, Carson City in the Senior Center, Nevada Room, 911 Beverly Drive in Carson City. Again, it's tonight. Doors open up at 5, and the presentation starts at 5:30. Lee
Not
Elliott, thank you so much for helping. Oh, Carson City Senior Center, sorry. Senior Center.
Right. Yeah, well, you didn't say it, but I'm just saying a lot of people got confused last time that they went over to the community center. It's at the senior center. I just wanted to make that very clear. So, all right.
911 Beverly Drive. Thanks, Lee. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk, also being heard on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, going over the issues of the things that are important to us here in Northern Nevada. And, getting Nevada back from Southern Nevada, that's one of the big issues. 884-9910. You feel like calling in and talking about something today? We're up for anything. Whatever you want to talk about. Let's take a quick break, and I'll be right back on KKFT 99.1 FM Talk.